Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that I recently asked you on my Facebook page, what could be most meaningful and helpful to you. And I heard from many of you that it is getting your motivation back. So today, I want to talk to you about how to get your motivation back. And it doesn't matter what it is we're talking about. There are times when we know we need to do something, whether it's the motivation to organize your closet, the motivation to get back into your fitness routine, the area where you need to get your mojo back, the area where you need to get focused and get motivated on. Isn't it interesting that all of you, no matter where you are, the thing you need to work on is something that is for you? Fitness, nutrition, sleep, your relationships, your family, being a better mom, being a better dad. All of these things are things we do for ourselves. They're things that we put everything else first, and then we wonder why we've lost motivation in the areas that will probably have the biggest impact on how we feel about ourselves. Think about it. I mean, let's just start with the most obvious one, which is fitness and nutrition. When our nutrition is right, and when we're exercising on a regular basis, how do we feel about ourselves? I don't know about you, but I feel amazing. I feel more confident. I feel sexier. I feel thinner. Even if I don't get on the scale, I still feel like I must be thinner. I must be stronger. There were a couple of days last week where I couldn't exercise because I had a dental procedure done. Like, when am I not at the dentist? FYI. Anyways, I had a dental procedure. So there were a couple of days where I couldn't exercise, or I wasn't supposed to exercise. And wow, man. I was in a funk. I felt like a big blob. I felt depressed. I mean, not clinically depressed, but I felt bummed. I wasn't in as good of a mood, and I didn't have energy. So that's a really important thing to consider. And I don't think that there's anyone listening right now. I know you need more energy. I need more energy, right? So one of the best ways to have more energy is to exercise. You know me, you guys, I don't care if your abs are ripped. Or, you know, you've got the type of body where you can take off all your clothes and pose in your underwear on Instagram. Side note, those so bug me. But anyways, I don't need you to look like that. I don't know if that's for everybody's business anyways. God bless you if you can. But what I do know is I want you to feel amazing, and I want you to have energy, and I want you to feel confident, and I want you to feel good about yourself. And that's why you will hear me talking about fitness. Not because I need you to enter any fitness competitions or take your clothes off on Instagram, but because I love you and I want you to feel amazing about you. I do. And that starts with exercise. So let's start with this. Step number one, decide to start. Just decide. Perhaps the number one question I get when I'm doing a live broadcast or I meet people, they'll say, how do I get back to eating right? Or how do I start exercising again? I've lost my motivation to do it. And I'm like, there's no mystery here. You ready for a slap in the face? Because I'm about to give it to you. My friend, I'm about to speak straight to you. You need to decide to do this. Whatever this is, if it's your business you need to grow, you need to get your butt in gear and just decide to do it and stop worrying about it and whining about it and knowing you need to do it and not doing it and just freaking decide to do it and do it. If you know you need to start exercising on a daily basis, my Lord, make it a priority and schedule it. Just start. I notice I didn't say start and keep going. There are days I don't feel like doing most of the things I have to do. When I wake up, I guarantee you this, when I wake up in the morning very early, to exercise. I don't feel like exercising, but I know I need to start, and I give myself permission to quit after 5 minutes. I want you to apply this today. So that thing that you've decided you needed to do, where you need to get your motivation back, that thing that you decided at the beginning of this podcast that you need to start doing, I want you to tomorrow just start. I don't care what it is. Give me 5 minutes. If it's nutrition, then I want you to start by planning out your meals. If it's fitness, I want you to start exercising. Just give me 5 minutes tomorrow. If it's being in a better relationship, then I want you to decide tomorrow to be kinder and sweeter and more loving and more sexual and more giving to your partner. Decide. Decide to start. I'm not saying you have to follow through for the next 30 days, but watch what happens when you start. Number two, you have to know why it matters to you. Okay. And here's what I'm going to ask you to follow through on. If you're listening to this in your car or some other place where you don't have a chance to write it, will you promise me that you'll remember to do this later? Please, 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 please promise. Okay, good. I want you to take out a piece of paper and a pen. And when it comes to that thing that you know you need to do, I want you to make a list of why it's important to you, why you know you need to do this. And on that list should be included how you will feel, not how you feel right now, but what it's going to help you to feel when you get back into this routine and discipline. When we're talking about the motivation to do something, we're talking about discipline. Nobody's born with discipline. Nobody is born with discipline. We learn it. It's a habit. And to develop habits, we have to recognize the reward. We have to get excited, not about the hard work, but the reward. What's the payoff? How does it make us feel? To get your motivation back, you need to understand your value. You're so worthy. Why are you putting yourself last on the list? Really? I mean, why are you taking care of everyone else, thinking that that makes you somehow a better person or a better mom or a better employee or a better fill in the blank? When the truth is, you will be better when you start putting you first. You know those people that feel like they just need you and somehow you're responsible for them? You're devaluing your life, your happiness, your joy, and you're also doing them a disservice by helping them to believe that they need you to take care of them. You need you to take care of you. Nobody's more important than you. I mean, you know, I know it's a cliche, but you always hear that analogy that when you're on an airplane and the oxygen masks come down, that you're supposed to put the mask on yourself first and then your child. You would do that, right? I mean, you would do that. I would do that. I want my kids to live. Both my kids are bigger than me now. They should put the mask on their mom, but I want my kids to live. And so in order for my kids to thrive, I take that analogy and I take it to heart. And that means if I want my kids to thrive, they have to see what it means to thrive. They need to see me exercising. They need to see me being happy. They need to see me in a committed, happy, loving relationship with their father. They need to see me enjoying time with my friends. They need to see me having peace when my work is done. They need to see by me role modeling that I am enough. They need to see peace so that they can have peace. They need to know that I value myself if they're ever going to value themselves. Starts with understanding your worth. You were born because of a purpose, God's purpose. And the life that you're living is a borrowed life from God. And He has a purpose for your life. And the only way that you can truly honor that purpose is by stepping into it and understanding the value of your life, the value of taking care of you. Now, that doesn't mean to be selfish or self-centered or to put yourself, you know, to do everything for yourself first. But I think, listen, I know you. And I know also that we put ourselves last on the list because you're a lot like me. So I used to do that. But now I recognize that that's a disservice to my children. And it's a disservice to what I believe is my purpose in this life. And I value the purpose that God has given me. And to do that, I have to value myself. And that's really important. It starts with how you believe. It starts with what you believe about yourself. And please, I ask you not to take into consideration anyone else's opinion unless they too think that you walk on water. So that person who wronged you, the person who hurt you, whether that was a family member or a loved one or a dear friend or somebody who should not have, please know that they didn't see your value because they themselves didn't have the ability to see it. You were meant for something greater. So recognize and honor your life by recognizing the value your life has. Value yourself. Take care of yourself. And my next tip is this. And my next tip is simply put together a plan. Whatever it is that you've decided you've been lacking motivation lately and you need to change that, Okay. Then change starts with a plan, and not a plan in your head. Not a, okay, I'm listening to this podcast, so I'm thinking to myself that tomorrow I'm going to exercise. Okay. I'm listening to this podcast, so tomorrow I'm thinking that I'm going to reach out to my upline and start building my business. Okay. I'm listening to this podcast, so I'm thinking to myself that perhaps tomorrow I will start being more loving towards my spouse. No, I'm talking about old fashioned pen to paper. Lifers, you listen to me too often to know that I'm going to let you off the hook. You know, I'm not going to let you off the hook by just thinking about a plan. That's not a plan. That's called a daydream. That's called a fleeting thought that you will soon forget. Are you kidding me? There's so much to distract us on a daily, hourly basis. You'll never remember a plan that's bouncing around in your head like a ping pong ball. You need to put this to paper. So go ahead, put me on pause. Put me on pause. And what I want you to do is to record yourself an audio note or to take out your phone and to schedule a time where you can plan some action steps, kind of a brainstorming list of what you're going to do to get your mojo back. What you're going to do in order to make this thing, this area where you've let things slide, how you're going to get that back on track. You're going to actually do some planning. You're going to schedule some times. You're going to set aside time every day that you're going to focus on this thing until it feels like it's second nature, until it's a habit. And you're going to notice how good it makes you feel. So, okay, ready? You're going to come back, but please put me on pause right now and write down any thoughts you have, any brainstorming ideas, or simply schedule a time when you're going to revisit this idea and create a plan to get your mojo back. That's my pause music. Are you back? Okay, cool. My last and final tip for you is, it's delicious. It's delicious. It's music. And I have a homework assignment for you. And it's so, I can't wait to hear from you. Okay. I cannot wait to hear from you. So here's the assignment. I need you to watch a documentary called Alive Inside. Oh my gosh. You're going to love it. You're going to trip. I can't even handle it. I'm so blown away by this. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe how I feel. I'm getting tears in my eyes after watching this documentary, but I can tell you, I know it has something to do with what I'm going to do in the next year. It just so moved me. And the reason why I want you to watch this is because it's going to help you too. And I think it's the perfect example of getting your motivation back. So Alive Inside is a documentary filmed about nursing home patients, people who are basically catatonic, laying in bed, waiting to die. And the creators of this documentary went into nursing homes and placed headphones and music in the ears of these elderly patients who were pretty much vegetable state, like just not communicating, just laying in bed waiting to die. And when you see how these people, these beautiful lives, these beautiful souls come to life, I triple dog dare you not to cry and not to join me in this movement. I'm so down with this. I can't even tell you. I'm going to keep you posted. But if you want to learn more, watch the documentary. It's going to blow you away. And the reason why I brought it up in this lesson is because it's one of the things I've been sharing with people for years when it comes to tips on how to get your mojo back, how to find your motivation is a playlist. You've heard me say it before, right? Like when I don't feel like exercising, I have a I don't feel like exercising playlist. Now, it's not the playlist I'm going to listen to while I exercise, but it's the playlist that if I listen to it when I don't feel like exercising, I can't help but get in a good mood and feel like dancing, feel like moving. It changes my mindset. And you see, music excites an area of our brain like nothing else. Unlike a pill, unlike any other stimulation, unlike any other, anything else that we can prescribe, music makes us feel emotion. It makes us feel energy. It makes us feel motivation. And that's what you've been looking for. So I want you to do two things. Oh gosh, there's a lot of homework assignments in this one, aren't there? But you know, if you don't implement, nothing's going to change, right? I mean, you can listen to me talk all day long. But if you don't do some of these things, nothing's going to change. It's just interesting. It's just ear candy. but nothing's going to change. In order for anything in your life to change, in order for you to find the motivation in this area that you feel like you've been slacking, something has to change. And that something needs to be in the form of action. And that was figuring out what your why is and then taking pen to paper and creating a plan, a brain dump, if you will, a master plan of all the things that you need to do to get back on track to just start. And then my next assignment was to watch the movie Alive Inside. And I know that's going to motivate you to do my last step, which is this: create playlists. I have several playlists and I will share them with you. If you go to Spotify, you can follow me on Spotify. I'm Shalene Private and I have lots of different playlists. I have one called Date Night. And that gets me in the mood to ask my husband on a date. It gets me in the mood when we're on a date. It gets me in the mood when we're not in the date, but I really need to be in the mood, if you know what I mean. Boom, chicka, bow, wow. I have a playlist that I use when I lift heavy weights. And full disclosure, there are some very explicit language, explicit lyrics in there. So, you know, that's what I need though. I need like angry, hardcore rapper, like hardcore rap music. That's what gets me excited to throw around big heavyweights. Don't judge. And I have music that gets me excited and just happy. So you'll find that playlist. It's called my happy playlist. And that's what I listen to get myself in the mood to exercise. And then I have, of course, individual playlists for like pretty much everything. Like create a playlist for that thing that you need to do. Create a playlist. And here's a little special tip for you. Put some music on that playlist that takes you back to high school, where you had not a care in the world, where things were fun, where you loved, where you got lost in the music and you could feel that emotion. I want you to feel when you create this playlist. I love Spotify for that reason, but you know, Apple, iTunes, wherever you're creating your playlist, I need you to create a playlist that gets you motivated. I want you to know how much I appreciate that you shared with me your feedback about this topic and how much it means to me that you've written reviews. I know recently I've had quite a few negative reviews because people don't like the fact that I was doing live videos and repurposing that as podcasts. But you know, I have to let that go because that's just somebody who doesn't honor the fact that I honor my family. I have a choice. I can do a podcast once a day and a live video once a day, or that's an hour that would have to come from time I have with my family, or I can honor my family and do them both at the same time. So what I'm asking you to do is if you honor that and you understand how important it is for me to continue to provide you this content in a podcast and to do those things simultaneously, can I ask you a favor? Can I ask you to drown out those negative ninnies who don't like the fact that I have decided to honor my family and do it this way? You know, because guess what? I value myself, but right behind me is my family, honestly. And I love you, but seriously, I know you get it. Like, I have to put my family before anything else. So thank you to all of you who will take the time to write a review on iTunes. It's how I get great guests. And I've got a lot of really great guests coming up, by the way. I'm so excited. I've got really good guests coming up for you on the way. And it's how we continue to get the message out to the world about this podcast. So anyways, I'm rambling, but I just want you to know you are the bomb. And I love you.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337. And that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video. where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.